Racing through the night, ignoring even the dawn, it was nearly noon when they finally reached the town of Ligatum. A mining town with a population of about 1,000, the high-quality uranium ore excavated there kept the place prosperous.
At any rate, we've got to get a room at a hotel, let the girlie get some sleep, and procure a horse, eh?
I'll thank you to make that young lady.
But she seemed to have no complaints. As Dee advanced on his cyborg horse, the bustle along the street died. On noticing his good looks, pedestrians were left breathless, though one might have expected Annette to be disgusted by this. Since entering town, she'd powdered her face and applied lipstick, sitting up straight and proud to show her good looks off to even better effect. She believed herself to be the cause of the pedestrian's silence.
The girl behind you seems she's been fussed over up until now. Still, she is pretty good looking.
If we could, I'd like to pass right through. But we can't do that.
Unheard by anyone else, this was a conversation between Dee and his left hand alone.
Probably not. She's putting on a brave face, but the girl's all tuckered out. You could knock her over with a feather. Gotta be tough being a beauty, though. Needs to work on everything besides her looks. What in the blazes?
Not 3 feet in front of the steed, a massive brown had slammed into the road. Then swiftly resolved into a human form. It was a boy who appeared to be about 10 years old. Though grimacing and clutching his back, he looked impudently up at the second-story saloon window he'd fallen from.
Hold it right there, you little shit!
The hell I will! That's what you get for what you did to that girl! And next time, you won't get off so easily!
And then, in the blink of an eye, he disappeared into the crowd. In the course of doing so, apparently, he bumped into someone.
Jerk! What are you doing? Staring at a woman like that?
Annette snuck a peek in that direction, but Dee didn't even glance at the boy. When they arrived at the hotel, another 50 yards away, there were angry shouts and a number of footfalls behind them. But Dee was so expressionless, all that seemed like events on another world. He climbed off his cyborg horse, tethered both steeds to the hitching post, and brought Annette into the hotel.